amazing ancient fulfilled prophecy in the Bible that gets overlooked many times is found in the prediction of the time of the Egyptian captivity and the exodus from Egypt. In Genesis 15:13, the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus is speaking to Abraham, who was still being referred to as Abram at this point, and we're told, "And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Now, to understand how fascinating this is, just think about something like the assassination of JFK, President John F. Kennedy, in 1963 being foretold. Now, some pretend that Jean Dixon did so, but she said something vague and literally got hundreds of other predictions wrong. You know, anyone can write down 100 predictions about 100 different things and see if you get any right. I've tried that before, and I got like 5 or so right, or pretty close to being right. And then there's the claims that Nostradamus predicted the JFK assassination. It's nothing short of absurd. You can make his vague quatrains say about anything. I'm often asked, so why do you think people get caught up in such false claims like Dixon and Nostradamus and all that? My answer is because people want to believe in something, but they don't want to believe in the Bible. Why? Because to just believe in something or some generic sort of God, and it just gives people these kind of powers, you know. It's like those claimed by the psychics, you know, and that kind of thing. It doesn't speak of a holy God, but just a higher power of some sort. They don't speak of man's sin and don't confront me with my sin. There's no heaven or hell or judgment day when you just believe in the supernatural or a divine spark in humanity and that sort of thing. Wicked sinners prefer that type of spirituality and generic version of God for that reason. Jesus told us exactly that in John 3:19, where he said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." So men either ignore or explain away the amazing prophecies in the Bible, like this one we're talking about, where the Lord told Abraham the basic facts of the Egyptian captivity, which wouldn't even happen until Abraham was dead and gone, and described the Exodus and how many years it would take to happen. Read it again. "And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs." His seed didn't even exist yet at this point. And the land is referring to Egypt. It says, "And shall serve them." That's slavery. "And they shall afflict them 400 years. And that happens in Exodus 12 through 14. 400 years later. That's exactly what happened. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. 430 years later, we come to Exodus 12:40, which says, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. Now, why 430? It was 25 years after Abraham left Haran at the age of 75. He's now 100 years old, and Isaac is born. 5 years later, Isaac is weaned, and at this time the Lord says, "And they shall afflict them 400 years. So there's the 30 years that is added to the 400 in Exodus 12. It all adds up. The Bible does not contradict itself. It is simply so precise that it leaves careless, lazy, sloppy readers in confusion, while many of these are purposely making false claims of contradictions in the Bible for the reasons we already mentioned. That's why we're told as believers in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. It takes some work. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we do that, we will see that our King James Bible in English is a perfect book with the marks of divine inspiration upon it. That simply means that the words of the text are God-breathed. God breathed His Word and men wrote it, and that's why it is perfect, it is inspired, it is infallible. And so then we read in its pages and find evidence for God.